Hi there, it's Johnson Family Time. Come with me for relaxation and fun and change of pace. There's no rock and roll, but I can promise you laughs and rollicking ones. As Papa Johnson and the lawyer Philpotts try to track down a couple of counterfeiting plates left in the lawyer's custody and care by one Bugsy Burke, who is now released from 20 years behind the penitentiary bars. We'll join them in a moment, but first, a moment here with You Know Who. Thank you very much, and now down to Chickasola Town. The scene today is the office of the lawyer Philpotts. The Professor Potash and Papa Johnson are on hand, and they're discussing what they consider a very, very important matter. Fear sometimes gnaws at the marrow, and this particular fear that is affecting Papa Johnson and the lawyer Philpotts, and to some extent the Professor Potash, is gnawing even deeper. It's the lawyer we hear first.
Now, I don't mind telling you, Johnson, that I am scared.
Well, ain't nobody saying I'm about not being scared, is there? I don't know why it is that an eternity at the law, where I suppose would be one of them their judicials, where judicial the law and all that, how is it that you get mixed up with such gangsters as Trigger Burke and them?
Johnson, I did not get mixed up with Trigger Burke. His name is Bugsy Burke anyway. Trigger came along 20 years later. Bugsy is strictly from no good. He was a counterfeiter from the word go, and I, as you probably remember, in the great trial of way back yonder in 1931, I defended him on a counterfeit charge, like I did so many other clients.
I remember that, yeah. I remember he got 25 years, too.
That's right. That's right. I used to have quite a practice before so many of them got iced down and put in jail. But up until now, I thought that all of that was over.
Now, why did you want to bring the counterfeit plates over to my place and put them on sale over there if you knowed what they was?
I didn't know what they were, Johnson. He wrapped them up and threw them up in the attic and told me to look after them until he got out of the penitentiary. Well, I figured he'd never get out, you know. I figured he'd get in there and pull something and keep getting in deeper. But he got out, and he was by my place yesterday morning. He told me that I was going to look like a flour sieve if I didn't get those plates back.
Yeah. You've been sitting over there and you said a word, Professor.
I don't want to say nothing, but I'm so scared that I just don't know what to do. I ain't never been this scared before. I don't like to come around to the lawyer Philpott's place, but sometimes I have to. And when I do, I just sit here and don't say no more than I can help, because whatever I do say, he usually tries to use against me. To tell you the truth, I don't like to place. I mean, what I'm getting at is, I mean...
Don't like the place.
Oh, I do spy the lawyer's office. I mean, that is.
Why?
Well, because you are so crooked and everything. I mean, you just the epitome of crookedness. I hate you and do spies you. But I don't want to see the gangster kill you or nothing like that, because whenever he kills you, you know how they are. They ain't satisfied with just one. They let go around, shoot a whole lot of them, and I lie will be one of the ones that they shoot.
What makes you think you're going to be one of them, Professor?
But, Jonathan, don't you remember you and me as the one that sold the things to Miss Pee Wee Ambrose?
You'd better get up there and get them, Johnson.
I was up to Miss Pee Wee Ambrose's place, and he threatened to punch me in the nose.
Oh, don't you just know it. I mean, he's mad about this thing. Miss Pee Wee believes that that the plates ought to be turned over to the United States governmental authorities.
That's what ought to be done with them.
If they do that, you know that Burke will come looking for me, and when he does, I'll point the finger at you and the professor, and Pee Wee Ambrose, too. I'm not going to Boot Hill alone, Johnson. You boys are going along with me. No fun having just a one cop's funeral.
Oh, me.
I wish y'all wouldn't talk about funerals and such as that. We ain't that bad off yet, because after all, Miss Pee-wee, he got the plates, you know, and he's easy to get along with. I tell you what I'll do. I'll go up there personal and have a long talk with Miss Pee-wee Ambrose and her rower. I'll point out how important it is that we get the mate's plates back again. And once we done got the plates, then you give them to this fella Burke, and then everything be all right.
No, it won't be all right either. He gonna come here making some old counterfeit money.
Well, Miss Jocelyn, the better that's all right. And as soon as they do that, they slap him back in the hoose guy where he belong at.
That's right, Johnson. Well, I fought, but Miss Pee-wee ain't gonna give him up.
Well, come on, let's try it.
Johnson, you'd better go with him. If you don't, I'll tell Burke that you're trying your best to be uncooperative.
On who?
That means that you is lifting the lid on the coffin, Miss John. Go on, come on with me now.
Don't say nothing to Mr. Burke about me being mixed up in the thing, will you, lawyer?
Then get up to Mr. Ambrose's place and let's find out what happened to the plates.
But right away. Come on, Professor.
Oh, I'm ready now. Let's go.
About 10 minutes later, Papa Johnson and the professor were talking with Ambrose in his room over the garage.
I done seen a lot of nasty places where people live in, but I ain't never seen nothing as bad as this, Miss Pee-wee.
Well, I likes it, Miss Johnson.
Miss John, ain't none of my business, but if you want to ask somebody flavor, it seems like to me that the worst way to start off is coming and talking about how nasty the place is that they live in.
I can't help it. This is the most run-down of the hills place I have ever seen. Living over a garage. Ain't even got no windows in the place.
Miss Johnson, I had to kick the windows out on account of the garage downstairs and the big cracks in the floor. And that monopoly gas that come up there monopolized the place when you got windows in it. And it's dangerous. So I just kicked the windows out so there ain't no chance of that gas coming up here and getting me.
Well, I was being a professor of science when I know all about chemistry and H2O and that stuff. I think he's smart, Miss Johnson.
Well, maybe so.
Anyway, that ain't what we come up here for. We didn't come up here to talk about how dirty the boy's place is and about the windows being kicked out and nothing. We come up here to ask him about the counterfeit plates.
Yeah. You really got a nice place here, Miss Pee-wee. We need a little scrubbing here and there. Now, don't let us beat around the mulberry bush no more. Come on, give us the counterfeit plates, and we'll take them on to the lawyer, and he give them to Killer Burke, and that'll set the whole thing straight, and ain't nobody gonna get in no trouble, and I can sleep tonight, and so can the professor, and so can the lawyer. He's skinny as a bean pole, that lawyer is. He done lost 25 pounds the last 2 days worrying about this.
Miss Johnson, does you love the United States government?
What did that got to do with it?
Does you love the Constitution of the United States?
Well, sure, I love the Constitution of the United States. What do it constitute?
You see, you ain't the kind of patriot that folks is ought to be, Miss. You are the kind of fella that go around harem, scare 'em, and let gangsters and people like that scare their wits out you. Now, you want me to give you them plates so y'all can give them back to this man, and he come in printing some old counterfeit money, cost the government a lot of money to catch him again and put him back in jail, don't you?
Well, I don't care how you do it or what the roundabout way is, but we does want him back in jail. That's the place where we want him, ain't it, Professor?
Oh, get him back in there and lock the door on him. Yes, sir, I'm for that.
Well, you all ain't gonna get no help from me.
Now, wait a minute, Miss Pee-wee. I'm bigger than you is. I get the scissors hold across your head and crush your jaws and bust your head in or something.
You better not start nothing with me, Miss Johnson, up here. And neither has you, Professor. And you better not start nothing with the United States government. Because whether you all knows it or not, the government is bigger than both of you put together.
That's hard to believe.
Miss Jarvin, what is you talking about? Of course it is true. I mean, that is. But I would like the plates, Miss Pee-wee, please. Because if we don't get the plates, we liable to get shooted in the head bone. And you know that hurts, boy.
And what happens after that makes up the fun in Chickasola Town at the same time tomorrow. I'll be back in a moment, but first, a moment here. This is Jimmy Scribner thanking you for the Johnson Family Session and hoping that you'll return for more fun with the folk who live in Chickasaw Town at the same time tomorrow. Until then, goodbye, everybody.